and I hope that this will be edifying to you. I hope you're looking forward to it as much as I have been. These services where we concentrate on praying, I always find to be so encouraging and uplifting. In Acts 6, verse 4, when the church brought a need for some food aid to the apostles and said, "Can you solve this problem for us?" The apostles said, "Let's go appoint some men to take care of that." In verse 4, they say, "We will devote ourselves to teaching and praying." And so I wonder if that is not just something that the leaders of God's people ought to be focused on, but really all of us. That maybe the two main responsibilities we have as God's people are to preach the word to others and to pray ourselves. In fact, in Acts 1, before the church had begun, the disciples in the upper room were devoting themselves to prayer. And I can't help but wonder if they were praying for the strength to do the preaching that God was about to commission them to do. Preaching brings others into a relationship with God, and we understand the importance of that work. But prayer aligns our will with God. It improves the relationship that we have with Him. And so both, I think, are vitally important for Christians to engage in. So the goals of tonight's service are to present our petitions and praises to God together, to have fellowship in these prayers with one another, to submit ourselves to God's will in everything that we pray, and to prepare for the work of preaching the gospel that He has called all of us to. Now, that's a daunting list of objectives, things that we hope to accomplish. But in all this, we're blessed to have a mediator, Christ Jesus, our high priest, who sympathizes with our weaknesses, including our sometimes inability to focus during for long periods of prayer. He's merciful and faithful over all His household, and who always lives to make intercession for us. We're going to give thanks for Christ and His role as our intercessor to begin our service tonight. The topics will be on the screen, and we hope that you'll follow along as we pray and praise and edify one another.
Please pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, all praise, glory, and honor belong to You, Almighty God. From the beginning, Father, Your covenant with us has required the sacrifice of blood. And to that end, Lord, You did not spare Your own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. Your Son, Jesus, our Savior, the guarantor, the pledge of that better covenant that we have today. He died for our sins, but now lives to make intercession for all those who draw near to God. He helps us get closer to You. Help us, Lord, to fully understand that better hope, that promise that is ours only because He died for us, now sits at Your right hand, being merciful to us, such that our sins would be remembered no more. We pray, Father, for His continued intercession in our lives. For we pray in His name. Amen.
The first scripture reading tonight will be Psalm 113. Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations. His glory is above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God?
Who is enthroned on high? Who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. Who makes to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people? He makes the barren woman abide in the house as a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord.
We'll sing. Our good, our most gracious, our most loving Father in heaven, you who are the creator, not only of this world, of this solar system, of this universe, we come before you in that prayer of thanksgiving and praise to you, dear Lord, how that you have given us the ability to gaze upon your creation, to see the interaction of galaxy with galaxy, to see the power of your natural laws as they merge together. And we are in awe, dear Lord, that though to our eye we may only see a few thousand stars, but to know that there are billions upon billions. And we are indeed so humbled, Lord, that you are mindful of us, that we see the beauty, the magnificence, the wonder of the creation of who we are. And we are again so humbled that in this great universe, dear Lord, that you are mindful. That as we see the perfection of your natural laws, how much more powerful is it to know that the law of the Lord is perfect, that the testimony of the Lord is sure, that the statutes of the Lord are right, and that the commandments of the Lord is pure. It is rightful for us to be fearful of you and to love that you love us so much in that you have given us so many blessings and most especially your Son so that we may be adopted into your household. In Christ's name, amen.
Let's pray together. O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love you and keep your commandments. Lord, we have sinned. We've done wrong. We've acted wickedly. We've rebelled. We've turned aside from your commandments and your rules. We've not listened to your word. And to us belongs shame and condemnation, but to you belongs righteousness and mercy and forgiveness. And in spite of what we've done, Lord, you have made your face to shine upon us through the person of your Son and our Lord and our Savior and our husband and our brother, Jesus. We thank you for this. And now, O Lord, continue to be gracious to us, because we are poor and we are needy. We need your preservation. We need your lifting up. In the days of our troubles, we need you to answer, and we trust you to answer, O Lord. For you are good and you are forgiving. You are abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. And so on behalf of this, your congregation of people, I beg you to cleanse us and to make us holy. Teach us your ways that we may not sin. In particular, Lord, we ask that you teach us always to call on you, to pray, to speak to you, to trust in you even more. Lord, you know that there are many struggles that we face and could pray for. But tonight,
We as a group have collected specific requests, and there are three cares in particular we want to bring before you now, three challenges and struggles that we want to pray about. The first is on behalf of our young. Lord, the word young is a broad term, but it, in our minds, envelops the idea of those with lesser age and so lesser experience, lesser wisdom, lesser development. We pray, Lord, that you would help those who are young in any form be humble enough to recognize it. We pray for our children to be surrounded by the right influences. We pray that they will be the right influence. Work in them for this, Lord. We pray for our high schoolers as they're in the last years of preparation for leaving home to face the world. We ask that you work in them, Lord, to establish their faith firm, that you would move them to diligently prepare for the challenges to come right now, that you would work in them that they would seek stronger relationships with one another and with godly mentors. We ask that you would work in them to develop maturity, to think clearly with sober-mindedness, and to see the spiritual impact of the decisions they're making right now. And Lord, we ask that you protect them, that you'll work with them providentially, keep them from making any decisions that will cause shipwreck to their faith. Lord, we pray for the adult young who are still in the beginnings of their independent walk, some who are away from families that gave them strength, whether they knew it or not. We pray that you will establish the young, and that you will empower those of us who are parents or teachers or mentors, examples that we would model Jesus Christ living in us. Open our eyes to the influence that we are, and work in us, Lord, to be more like him, to speak up, to initiate frank conversations about truth, about faith, about doctrine, about temptations, about priorities, and about what real godly love is. Second, Lord, we pray for our marriages. We ask that you will open our eyes and our hearts to what holy marriages are. Bring healing to the struggling marriages that are among us. Fill us with the love of Jesus who died for us, his spouse, that we might live. If we're tempted to call our spouse our enemy, Lord, then teach us to love our enemy, to pray for them, to do good for them, to bless them, to seek good for them in every way as Jesus did for us. And Lord, help our young to choose to marry those that genuinely seek you. Finally, Lord, we pray that you will calm our anxieties, that you will help us keep our priorities straight, and that you'll strengthen us that we might endure in seeking and serving you first in all things. We put these petitions before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I will be reading from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 8. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all to be saved to come to the knowledge of truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire then that in every place men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling.
Pray with me. Father, as your children, and as we acknowledge as children in a confusing world, we come before you very often panicked and confused and frightened at the progress of evil in this world, in this country in particular, and worldwide. And we think we see, though darkly, with the limitations of our wisdom, and especially those of us who have been here for a while as we count time, although compared to your eternal nature, such a brief moment, we believe we see the effects of the wrath that you have promised to those who ignore the obvious evidence of your deity, who do not give thanks, who worship and serve the creature rather than the creator. And we see these effects, we believe, in the world where there's violence and injustice and cruelty, and children are harmed and families are harmed and societies fall into anarchy and chaos. And so we come before you quite frightened. But we pray, obeying your command, for all of the rulers and those that are in authority, that we may live tranquil and quiet lives in all godliness and gravity. Father, calm us with this prayer. Calm us with the faith that you rule in the nations of men, and that the things that are around us are no different from the things that your people have always faced, beginning with the record we have even of the New Testament church. And we rejoice in that fellowship, though it is difficult for us to understand. We pray, Father, that in this nation events would work and that would cause reduced temptations to us personally to do evil. That by some means, and this is our wisdom, we ask this only if it's in accordance with your will, the exposure to error, the exposure to temptation, the exposure to the wisdom of the world, and the opposition to you, which the first century Christians faced and quoted from the psalm that the nations set themselves in array against the Lord and his anointed. We pray that those temptations and pressures would be reduced, though we ask it in accordance with your will. We pray that those of us who have lived some time would set an example to those that are young of calmness, of purity, of resistance to the pressures and influences of the world around us. And so, Father, we request that you would work events in this nation so that it will be easier to live a godly life in purity, resisting the forces of evil which rule in the nations of men. Father, we pray for ourselves personally. First of all, that we would have a continually growing faith in your guidance of world events. Would also, Father, strike us with the humility we need to realize how little we understand, how short a time we've lived, how little of the facts of this world we understand, how none of the future we can see, and that you hold it in your hand. Give us the humility not to believe that we have simple answers, and invest our energies in those things that are just human solutions, in politics, in military answers, in social agitation and objection and troublemaking in our nation. Father, give us the humility to know that you're in control and that we do not understand the world well enough to be able to determine what the solutions would be. And Father, help us not to go searching as the Israelites did, go to Egypt and Assyria and others for some human solution for these things. Help us to turn to you and understand that converting souls one by one, changing hearts one by one to be more like Christ, is the solution you've placed before us in our mission as a people together here. We pray also for a level of spiritual awareness so that we do not align ourselves to the loyalties, the tribal alignments of this world, of race, of parties, of nationalities, of language, of culture. Father, help us to see we are united in Christ and that these loyalties are not a spiritual view of the world. Father, we pray for this church as as we face the nation and the world events around us, that we would not be divided by worldly definitions or by politics or some exalted sense that we know what the answer would be and that we need to access the world's strengths and the world's weapons to further the progress of the kingdom. Father, give us an increased urgency in our evangelism because of the things that we see in the world around us. And finally, Father, we pray that we would have the courage and faith as a church to resist the worldly pressures, to be less different from those around us, even those religious groups around us. That we would have our firm faith in your unchanging hand and the unchanging truth that we hold to. Again, in fellowship with your people of all time who have struggled against the pressures of the world around us. We ask these things through our brother Jesus, who sets an example in all of these things for us. And amen.
Pray with me, please. Our great and awesome God who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. We pray for the spread of your kingdom on this earth and that your will would be done here as it is in heaven. It is our desire that your name would be glorified in every nation, in every city, in every town, in every home. Father, we realize that there are so many throughout the world that are working for the good of your kingdom to evangelize, to spread the truth of your Son. And so, Father, we ask here in this prayer that you would grant those men and women strength that are doing your work. In particular, we have those that we are mindful of that we know that are working here at this congregation. And Father, as we pray for each of these men by name, we also pray for their families that we know take part in the work that they do, living lives that are sacrificial to glorify your name in this earth. We pray that you would be with our brother Philip Shoemake and with Dustin Merkel and with Bill Sanchez. We pray that you would continue to be with Sewell Hall. Father, these are men that we have seen doing your work in the past years, and we ask for your hand to be upon them to strengthen them as they continue to do your work. Give them wisdom and understanding and knowledge as they try to reach the hearts of the lost in this local area and as they may be spread out through the world. As we know, Dustin is about to go to Alabama. We pray that he would have great success in reaching the lost in that area as well. And Father, as we pray for those who are evangelists here, we pray for every member of this body that we would all be evangelists in our local bodies of friends and acquaintances that we see each and every day, that we would not rely on one or two or three individuals to spread the gospel, but that we would be the workers in your kingdom, realizing that the fields are ripe, are ready for harvesting, and that we are those who are here to harvest. So be with those who are conducting studies in homes and in coffee shops and in booths at restaurants and wherever those things are taking place. Father, we pray that there would be hearts that are soft, that are willing to receive the word, that those would be brought to these studies and that there would be great growth, not of our numbers here, not that we desire that, but that there would be great growth in your kingdom so that more might know of the salvation that's offered through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, not just here, throughout the world, and specifically men that we know and support. And we pray for Dennis Allen, and we pray for the online studies that he has. We pray for the Bible camps that he conducts. We pray that these would be successful, that those who are young in the faith would grow, that those who do not yet know of your name and the name of your Son, that they would find out about these studies, that they would come across these studies, and that they would have an opportunity to know the blessings that are offered through your Son. Be with Dennis as he continues to work hard, and be with them and Benita as her father recently passed away, and we know of the great work that he has done in the past as a gospel preacher as well. Bless them and comfort them in that loss. Father, we pray for Arturo Rojas. And we pray for the difficult work that he does. We are thankful for his attitude of contending with the darkness that is around him to bring light. And for his work ethic, that he goes so many places to work with so many people. Father, help him to not grow weary of doing good. And we pray, too, that he would find soft hearts ready to hear the word and to accept it. We pray for Robin Bauer. We pray for some political decisions that are going on in their location right now, as we have already prayed for concerns about the way the world works and the things that we seem to have no grasp over and no control over. But Father, we know that you are in control of all things. And so we pray that the decisions, the actions that are being taken there in South Africa, we pray that that would be come to a conclusion that would allow him to freely spread the word. And we pray for the difficult living conditions that they have as well, not just there, but in many of the locations where the gospel is being spread. Father, we pray for Roger Polanco, and we know we've recently been able to benefit from his good teaching here. And we know that he is doing that same good teaching in the Northeast. And we pray that his labor would be effective. And we pray that his family would join in, as we know they already are, so that they might be able to win more hearts to your kingdom. We pray for Kieran Murphy. We thank you that he continues to work, even with the health difficulties that Patty has, and we pray that you would bless Kieran as he cares for Patty. And we pray for their situation with medical insurance, that would resolve, so that he has the opportunities to go out of the house and Patty would have someone to help her as he does that. We pray for her health. We pray that she would have many good days and be with Kieran as he takes care of her. Father, we're thankful for Gardner Hall and the work that he is doing. We're thankful for the online videos that he has that reach so many, not just in this country, but in many countries around the world. Father, we pray that that would continue to be a blessing, and that many would see those and realize the truth and have an opportunity to grow from what Gardner is doing there. We pray for David Bunting, the ongoing studies that he has, in particular studies with young people, 7th, 8th grade, high school, college age kids, that he might help them be grounded and firm in the truth, that their faith might not waver as they go out into the world. We pray for Blake Edwards as he continues to work here in Atlanta, and we pray in particular for the work inside of Atlanta, where they are a bright and shining light, and that there might be ways that they can know that they could reach out to those who would be willing to hear the gospel and hear the truth. Father, we are also mindful of Ben Hall and his family as they work with the congregation in Brooklyn. And though they are a young congregation, that they are growing, we pray that they would be founded, that they would be firm in the faith, trusting in you continually, and that they would have many opportunities to reach those that are going about their daily lives without sometimes knowing of our goal here in this life, of serving you, of trusting you. Father, we pray that your word would be the guiding light in our hearts and in our minds. And we pray that we would be so full of that light that it would shine out of us so that it might reach those who are around us and that might come to know the glory that is in your Son, Jesus Christ. For it's in his name we offer this prayer. Amen.
James 5:13. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up if they have sinned. They will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain. The earth produced its crops.
Great Heavenly Father, we're bringing our thoughts to you at this time as we consider all of the many blessings that we enjoy here within this family. Here at Embry Hills, we have a large number of faithful followers of you. We enjoy the great blessing that comes from knowing that we have companionship here. As we lift our hearts and our words, as we open up our emotions to feel deep closeness with you, we know that there are many others that are sharing in that fellowship. And that's a great blessing, Lord. We have many children in this number. There's an attraction to this group here from those who would move to the area that see the flourishing youth of this congregation and recognize the great blessing that comes from the liveliness, the energy, the exuberance, the enthusiasm, the great joy that children can bring. We're so thankful that we're so blessed with a great, healthy, young number. And as we think about the great work that goes into providing for these young souls, we recognize the great efforts and work that goes into nurturing them. The great majority of that work happens in these children's homes. We recognize, perhaps especially mindful to me as I remember in recent times walking the halls of this building before Bible class and seeing many of the women who have taken care of their own children and prepared themselves early on a Sunday morning, prepared material, lessons, thoughts that they might continue to provide a blessing to other children of this congregation, these women who arrive early and prepare these classrooms and prepare these lessons for all of our children that they might that they might grow up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that they might become Bible giants. And we're thankful for the fathers that are intent on their responsibility to guide these little ones to lead their families, to bring a blessing to all of their household, and thereby bring a blessing to this group of Christians here, all to your glory. We also are thankful for the great blessings of the leadership in a more broad sense, sometimes in a public way, those who are seen as leaders in this congregation. We've prayed for the evangelists here. We have a great number of deacons who have set about to focus their efforts on serving this group of Christians here. It's such a blessing, the great work that goes into all of their efforts. And as their efforts have been organized and directed by the eldership here, under the guidance of our chief shepherd, we see the great blessing that these humble elders that serve this congregation as our shepherds, we see the great effort in service and in leadership, in prayer, as we know that they meet together often, praying diligently, shedding tears over this group of sheep. And we see their efforts as well, a great blessing to us here. And as this number of people here in fellowship grows, we recognize that our aim is not to grow our numbers. We know that that's a byproduct of the growth that we feel as individuals in our walk with you. In our efforts to be pleasing to you, we see glory come to you through any growth that we see, whether it be in the young people who are growing up, as we heard young Noah reading a passage to us. We'll hear from Brady this evening. We heard from Sam tonight. We see all of this growth as a great blessing. As we see others who ask for prayer of help as they overcome temptations, we know that there are many who are struggling, who have battled against Satan and against the lust of the flesh. And we see their growth as well as a blessing to you. Lord, there's just so much growth in so many ways, and we see that as a blessing and, again, as a glory unto you. As we continue in our service this evening, and as we continue our thanks for this relationship we have to you, this blessing of prayer, that you have heard us, that you continue to hear us, that you want to hear us, and that we have the ability to speak with our Creator. Lord, we have so many blessings, and this is especially mindful right now as we can know that you are here and you hearing us. All of these prayers wouldn't be possible without Jesus, the greatest blessing of all. And it's through his name that we pray. Amen.
We're going to pray for specific petitions that were brought by most of the members here. And a lot of the things that are brought to us on a continual basis are usually centered around our spiritual health or our physical health. And the danger for me in leaving this prayer is that I'm going to leave somebody out. And I know as soon as I finish, you're going to think of somebody that you wish I had brought up or somebody I spent some more time on. So I'm going to ask your forgiveness for that before we even start. So let's go ahead and pray. Father, we come to you tonight and we're first mindful of our spiritual health. Father, we know that we fight a spiritual battle daily. And as we war and it rages around us, inevitably over time, there are times where we're wounded. And Father, we know that one of the primary functions of this local church is to address the spiritual needs of the people. And Father, we're thankful that you haven't left us alone, that you've given us your word, revealed through the Spirit. You've given us the example of Christ. And Father, we're thankful specifically here that we have our shepherds who labor among us and those who labor with us in teaching. Father, as our shepherds look out among us and look at influences of the world around us, we ask you to help give them clarity, help them see the dangers, and help them to prepare us for that fight. Father, when one of the elders comes to us and gives us specific instruction or warns us of dangers that they see or things that affect us and our spiritual health, Father, help us to receive those words with humility. Father, help us to understand that they only want what's best for our souls. Father, we know that the devil prowls around roaring like a lion, seeking those that he can devour. Help us all to be on guard for ourselves and for those that are in our care. We ask you to give us your wisdom to see the folly and the worldly attractions and worldly pursuits and worldly lusts. We ask you to give us clarity of mind and conviction to put aside the things that encumber us and keep us from darkness. We ask you, Father, to be a light to our feet so that we can avoid the snares along the path. Father, we all have those who are close to us that have either rejected you or allowed themselves to be entangled in sin. And Father, tonight we want to specifically pray for just a few that have been brought to our attention and asked us to include in this prayer. Father, first we pray on behalf of Caitlin Burke's father, Marshall Foxworthy. And she's asking us to pray that you would help open his heart to hear your words and come back to you, Father. And Father, we ask your blessing on Sandy Foxworthy as she continue to be the light she is for her husband. Father, Julie Bauer asks us to pray for her sister, Leslie, who's far from you, and also Leslie's co-worker, Aliyah, who recently and tragically lost her baby brother. Father, we pray that this event might help them see their need for a loving God in a lost and dying world, and that they may come to know you, Lord. And Father, we're mindful of our wayward brother, Obed Resendez. Father, we ask you to put conviction in his heart, that he would put his words into action and be willing to restore his relationship with you and to lead his family to know Jesus. Father, we're also mindful of our physical health. We know that we are in a temporary world that's physical in nature and this world's passing away. We see failing health from the oldest among us all the way to physical problems with the youngest. Father, we ask that you don't allow us to lose heart in our infirmities and help the infirmities that we deal with and those that we help and deal with that would cause us to look forward to that eternal home where there will be no pain or suffering. Father, we know the love that we have for one another, and in every case of even the greatest love that we could find amongst men, we know that you love us more. We know that you're in control, that you see the end, and you know what's best for us. Father, help us see how we can serve others in their times of need. Help us to not grow weary in doing good and shine the light to others in this dark world. Father, there are many of our own number that have concerns for their physical health and those that they care about, and we ask your care and healing and comfort and provision for all. Especially at this time tonight, we pray for Erin Craig. We pray for her physical strength and that the healing process will continue. We pray that she'll continue to be comforted and strengthened spiritually through this journey in her cancer treatment. Father, we pray for our brother Bill Christian, as his upcoming plans to have a pacemaker put in We pray he'll get the desired results that he's looking for and allow him to come to a more normal measure of health. We're mindful of our brother Everett Smith and his upcoming procedure in April. As he sees his cardiologist to hopefully improve his circulation and his heart condition, we're thankful for his example that he is to the youth around him. Father, we ask you to be with Teresa Sword's sister Brenda, who had a recent kidney transplant. We pray for her continued recovery and that her body would accept this organ. We pray for our sister Kathy Phelps and her recovery from her shoulder replacement surgery. And we're thankful for the good news for Dave Hamlet's father, William, as he received good news from his recent heart catheterization. We ask you to be with Dorothy Stevenson's niece, Felicia, as she recovers from blood clots due to a dislodged stent. We ask you to be with Edith O'Neill's mother, Betty Hall, as she faces serious heart conditions. We ask you to be with Patsy Martin's mother, Betty Durrett, and her poor health, and be with Patsy as she travels back and forth to Texas. We ask you to be with Tracy Mazie's father, Dolores, as she has a long recovery after her recent surgeries. We ask you to be with her sister, Katie Stevenson, her physical ailments that she deals with and her recent reaction to her back medication. Father, we know that she's had some very difficult time with her back pain. We ask you to give her relief. We ask you to be with Lisa Jones as she continues in her health struggles. We're thankful for the encouragement that she's been to us over the years, and we pray that you be with all those who are helping to care for her and for her well-being. We ask you to be with Helen Reynolds and Brian Reynolds as their health continues to decline. We're thankful for Helen's good example and diligence of taking care of Brian all these years, and we pray that you give them peace and comfort. We ask you to be with Steve Cornett's father, Donnie Cornett, as his health declines. And we ask you to be with his mother as she struggles to give care and be with their whole family as they struggle to know what's the best path forward and how they can care for him in the coming months. And we pray that you would bless them. We're thankful for the Grogan family and the example that they've given us and the care that they've given to Kelly's mother over the years. And we pray that you would comfort Sandy Hammond. Father, we ask you also to be with the Johnston family as they continue to care for Sian's mother, Barbara Munson. And we ask you to be with Tracy Mazie as she deals with her continuing physical limitations. Father, there are many others that we see on a weekly basis. We ask you to continue to be with Patricia Graham and Ken Nolan and Renessa Perry and Kakai Youngblood. Father, we know that not everyone gets better. Not everybody recovers. We don't always get the result we want. And we know the world's passing away, and so are we in the flesh. And so we ask your peace that passes understanding and comfort to be on the Shoemake family at this time. We ask you to give them comfort as Tracy and Tracy's family comfort as they deal with the recent passing of her mother, Teresa Pervine. We ask you to be with Tracy's father, Bob, as he makes an adjustment in life and not having his wife with him. And we ask that your comfort be with that whole family. Similarly, Father, we ask you to be with Patrice Julian's mother, Donna, and we're thankful for her godliness. Patrice expresses her thankfulness for the encouragement that her church family has given her and that Donna's church family has given her in the last years of declining health. But Patrice is very thankful for her mother that she's lived a godly life. And as a mother and a wife. And we're thankful for your plan for the church and for a family that when followed, the results is a happy and peaceful home where all parts are fulfilled, giving glory to God our Father. And finally, Father, we're thankful for another example of godliness for our new brother Esteban Rodriguez. We're thankful for that family. We're thankful that they're here working among us. We're thankful for Esteban's obedience to the gospel by confessing Christ as Lord and committing himself to serving you. And it's in Jesus' holy name that we pray. Amen.
This has been a good service focused on prayer and this way that we can communicate with God. We've prayed about Christ being our intercessor. We've prayed about God's power and wisdom and how it's shown in creation. We've prayed for the confession of our sins. We've prayed about
current world events, about evangelism efforts. We've prayed Thanksgiving for blessings at Ember Hills, and we've prayed for specific members' needs that they had submitted. All of this has been great, and I'm glad we could participate in this worship together. Communication with God is one of the most powerful spiritual blessings that God has given us. In James 1:5, it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith." So faith is essential to the effectiveness of our prayers, and it is essential for pleasing God. In Hebrews 11:16, it says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." So it is with faith that we have offered tonight's prayers to God. There is something else that faith can bring about tonight. There may be someone who is ready to confess that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. Perhaps, as we read in Romans 6:4, someone here is ready to be buried with Christ through baptism, so that as Christ was raised from the dead, you too might walk in newness of life. On the day of Pentecost, Peter commanded baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins in Acts 2:38. Prayer and forgiveness of sins are powerful spiritual blessings available in Christ. We want everyone here to be in Christ so that you can have these spiritual blessings. If you would like to submit to God's will and you would like the forgiveness of your sins, just as those 3,000 had on the day of Pentecost, please come forward as we stand and sing.